Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Parsifal, you've been a good ship this charter season. Oh, Parsifal, we're making up a song and we don't care who knows it. Oh, Parsifal, we dealt with Whitright people the whole time. Oh, Parsifal, gonna miss you, boys.
Waves crash.
They made up a song. It was mostly Marcos.
Marcos did. Also, I'm just going to say, what a boring season finale.
Well, this season, y'all, it sounds like we're in fucking San Francisco cable cars.
I don't think they can hear
you
them.
You can't.
We're in Phoenix.
We're in
still.
Phoenix.
Well, hey, and we're, watch the cord. You're going to knock the thing off.
Sorry.
God, you just splay around like a fucking jellyfish out of the water without any care or concern.
I have to throw my body around. So we're in Phoenix, where it's, I don't know, it might as well be 120.
I think, no.
Anything
I think,
over 100.
I think it's 102. Hey, Siri, what's the temperature outside?
Sorry,
it's
if you hear.
It's about 106 degrees outside.
If you hear my little glass, it's because it's kind of our day off, and we are drinking. Not our day off. We're still planning, and we're recording.
We're still doing two podcasts. And apparently, we're going to be doing more, y'all, because Below Deck Med is coming back.
Below Deck Med just announced their premiere date of July 11th.
The same week as Below Deck Down Under.
As it airs on Bravo.
As it airs on Bravo.
So they're...
Which we are covering.
They're... Double Dutch dooring us.
They're double Dutch dooring us. Yes. Yes.
So we're getting DP'd.
While jumping rope.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting. That's what we're getting.
My mama told me to take Dick, the very best Dick, one, Dick, and you are
ooh, oh, sorry, Sarah, you got out. You hit the Dick.
Double Dutch door DP'd. So yeah, we are... Oh,
the trailer looks good. It looks super, super messy.
It's a whole, almost an entirely new crew, except for Z. Y'all, Z is back.
Captain Sandy hit something with the boat, and I am so ready for her to have a complete meltdown.
I think she's been distracted by her DJ work.
I think so, too. I mean, literally, she couldn't lead her ship. She hit something on the water.
I'm all here for it. I want to see her humiliated.
Also, the chief and the second stew
look like twins.
Just look like twins, slutty
messes.
That's
like that's sex a positive. Casting problem. I need to say that is a casting issue.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, the chef is hot.
Like, takes off his
bald
shirt
and hot.
And is fucking like tattooed and ripped.
There's a messy gay male stew.
Who's going to be out with a guest?
That's not good.
And then comes for the chief stew. It looks good.
It's going to be messy. I will say this. We're now to the point, you guys, where if we get annoyed with a season, we're like Crappens does. We're like, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We reserve the right to do that.
I enjoy Below Deck Sailing Yacht, but I think there are other things more exciting we could talk about.
Like, I agree. I think this season, it's been good to do it.
No,
it's been good to see it through.
But, and I'm happy to keep doing it as long as this series delivers. But
I think I last season is when I really wanted to quit Below Deck OG.
It was Below Deck that was just snoozeville. But Below Deck Med needs to deliver.
Well, it's usually flashier.
And I know last people season say Down Under is good, but...
Y'all, we're threatening you now. If we get disinterested, we're saying bye-bye.
Yeah, we're saying goodbye. Summer House is already on its last leg, y'all.
Yep.
But now
I'm saying it was Southern Charm. Southern Charm doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, because last season was snooze. If this season's not good.
Last season of Southern Charm was the worst season.
Although
the trailer looks good,
and I think the fact that Nicole is back and not Nicole. What's her name? Craig's ex.
I just, Naomi.
Naomi.
I looked at you like you were speaking Esperanto.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's going to be, because she's dramatic. I think it'll be good. We'll see, though.
Yeah, I want these, we watch these shows because, you guys, if we're going to podcast about something, we need to, even if we hate watch it, even 90 Day, the current season, which I'm hate watching, I enjoy watching it.
You hate watch. I actually enjoy, but we're both still interested to see what happens next week.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, I think that's the core I need. Am I interested to see next week?
And shows because Below Deck is much more episodic because of the charter. Even though we have the same crew, 90 Day is different because it is very goal oriented.
It is very
goal oriented. You are waiting.
But even with Summer House, I'm like, I do not need to see this next episode.
This last season was.
They need a big revamp, big time. Like Luke comes out as gay and is having his hot gay summer. I'm sorry,
Ooh.
I shouldn't have said that to you.
Ooh.
I should not have said
God,
that.
Y'all, you know, I'm not going to diss Luke because we have a special relationship, but he'd have to be I know a lot of stupid gay men. That sounds. I know a lot of dumb gay men.
Yeah.
But. He could probably get by, but he's really dumb.
We met a sissy at our Minneapolis show.
Who
was his manager at Abercrombie & Fitch. And I said, did he work there or was he just one of the shirtless guys? And she said, he was one of the shirtless guys. And then she said, I don't know if you heard this. She said, we did one time ask him to fold shirts. And he said, I don't get paid to do that.
I kind of respect that. Wow. What a wonderful privilege to say, I'm not folding a shirt.
Yeah, I'm just here to show my abs.
I hate the wall art on your wall. It just pisses me off.
I know. We're in the hotel.
Sorry, it's got a picture. I said this before in our
Says Wanderlust.
Must Wanderlust.
Y'all should Wanderlust to Phoenix and come see us.
Come see us tomorrow.
Tickets are still available
tomorrow
at the
night.
Crescent Ballroom and then on Wednesday night. And then our special Pride show is going to be on Thursday.
San Francisco. The Swedish American Music Hall.
Wednesday night we'll be covering part two of this at Phoenix of this week's 90 Day Fiancé.
And Thursday night in San Francisco is going to be all about Pride. We're doing a big Love in Paradise, a big lip section.
Yeah,
we're
going to
be talking about gay
stuff.
When do we not talk about
gay stuff? Yeah.
But we'll be talking a little bit 90 Day, more of an idea of, because we are more than halfway through the season, just talking about moments we liked.
Yeah.
Kind of where we are. And we had this kind of show in Philly, if you remember, where we kind of did, the show had just kind of ended, the tell-all, and we just kind of sat back, and we talked about our feelings about this season, and it was so much fun to just kind of like level these people and not have to cover every single beat of
great.
A storyline.
But we also put out a poll and asked, are we going to ask our patrons for anything for the Pride show? Probably shouldn't talk about this on the air, but we are.
We can do that.
I don't know what, but we'll send you something.
Why don't we talk about show planning after we're off the air?
Mm-hmm. We'll send you something to give your input in. Sip your drink. We're going to dinner tonight with a friend. say friend.
You did say friend.
All right, y'all. Let's.
This episode is called BDSM episode 17. All roads lead to Gazy.
To Gazy. All roads Gazy. Lead to Gazy.
To Gazy.
To Gazy.
In the saloon.
all right. So I'll just start off because
what do
my
you think?
First my of the series.
Well, we're this is obvious. This is the season. Next week they said is the beginning of the tell all. I really hope we don't have a 2-part tell all. And Andy Cohen doesn't drag this out for 2 episodes, but it sounds like he's going to because they said the beginning.
Well, you got to remember there is a lot of drama with
Tom,
Ashley. Yeah, we got to remember
Ashley.
RIP the people. Gary, Tom, and Gabriella.
And Gabriella.
Like, Tom and Gabriella are an episode in themselves.
Yeah.
And then Ashley and Gary are part. I will say.
I wonder if they're going to go there on the. They won't go there
on the
sex show.
They won't go there. It's Bravo. So here's the deal. Because they're also trying to make Ashley look good now and make us like her and make her look responsible.
I refuse to acknowledge this redemption. Edit. I refuse to acknowledge this.
They really tried to make
Fuck
us like
them.
Her.
Fuck them. I don't care. She's terrible.
Yeah, the first kind of teabag I have is just I want to call this episode. This episode should be episode 3, number 17. We have nothing left. I felt like a lot of this episode was just fraudacity, a storyline.
Speak more.
Meaning, let's hurry up and act like nothing's done. The table was set. I saw the fucking table. Let's act like nothing's done. Oh, God, we have to wash champagne glasses to get champagne glasses back for the crew.
Yeah.
That storyline, I think the Daisy and Gary thing is totally fictitious.
What do you mean fictitious?
I think they have chemistry, but the idea of us, will they or won't them, making them the Ross and Rachel of Below Deck, I think it's completely just they had nothing to do this last episode.
Well, I've said this before.
Because they thought I just want to say this. They thought they were going to get drama in Scarlett. And Scarlett, well, I was going to say drop the rope, but she dropped the dick.
She dropped his dick.
Y'all, and sometimes you got to do that. If there's drama.
Sometimes you got to drop the dick.
Drop the dick.
But you pick it right up after the charter's
don't.
Over.
No, don't you be a poodle and pick
up.
It up. Don't be a poodle and pick it up.
That dick.
Drop it. Wow.
But both of them, both Daisy and Gary, that's the thing. Gary.
Y'all don't pull over.
We got to don't pull over in Phoenix.
Don't pull over in Phoenix.
You might not be able to hear it.
Jesus. I think they can.
Ooh, listen. They're coming to get us, y'all.
They're coming to get me now. They're coming to
get me. Oh, that's a loud one.
It's very loud. I think it's more of an ambulance.
Oh.
Okay.
Hope someone's okay. Hail Mary, full of grace.
Heat stroke. 109. We should go outside and just see what it feels like.
I'm not going out of the hotel.
We'll be in Texas. I told you that. In July, y'all. We'll be there in Dallas on July 8th and then Austin on July 9th. The VIP for those shows are sold out, but there's plenty of regular tickets left.
So far, y'all, I have managed to barely go outside the hotel when it's this hot.
Are you going to go to the pool today?
Maybe. If we get done.
Well, let's get
done. I've got stuff to do.
Oh, boy.
We have a lot to do between now the show tomorrow night and San Francisco.
I threw my back out, but I'm just
I have to crack
through.
The whip to get things rehearsed with you.
So that's that's my first teabag is this whole Ashley Scar, her not being ready. It just feels false to me.
That you mean I see you think they're trying to write her into or they're trying to give her a better edit to make us like her and remember that she's. Did not basically sexually assault Gary.
Yes, and this episode should have ended honestly with the wedding. They have the wedding. They come back, and then the next day that charter leaves, and
No. That's always a below deck. They always have one thing where it's just the crew.
I know.
That's consistent.
But there's just not. It's like Colin said at the end of the dinner. He's like, "It's so nice to have a crew that all get along together." And I'm like, "I don't want to see
that." Like, and that's why it bored me.
That's why it bored me these last, like, it just petered out. It peaked too soon. After Gabriella left, this season went away from me.
I agree with you there.
It peaked too soon.
I want to say
what's your next teabag?
My teabag is we need to stop throwing rice at weddings. We need to stop throwing rice at weddings. We need to stop throwing birdseed at weddings. We need to stop doing all of it.
Well,
it's bullshit.
Now, birdseed's fine. That doesn't hurt the birds, right? But we don't stop doing
but
rice.
But it's so much cleanup.
Oh, well, no, that's tradition.
I don't like it. It's the same thing with glitter, confetti. All that shit is useless,
y'all.
What
about bubbles?
I hate all of it.
Sparklers?
No.
I disagree.
No.
I think it's tradition. It's a fun thing. But we're not supposed to throw rice because aren't those fish going to eat those rice and then it'll explode in their stomach?
That's birds.
But what about fish, too? They're not big.
I think we shouldn't talk.
I don't care about the birds.
I don't think we should talk about things that we don't really know about scientifically.
I'm just saying it doesn't seem safe unless they get like fish rice.
I don't think that's a thing. But I find it, I get why people do it. It seems this wedding was so non-traditional in so many ways. It seemed like that was a weirdly traditional thing to put on it. I don't know.
It just felt celebratory as they come back on. Otherwise, they're just walking back on the boat. Hey, y'all.
I guess.
I mean, you understand, as someone who's had many, has entertained many, many, many men. You enjoy sometimes a bit of pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, but leave that for the bed.
He doesn't care about pomp.
My pomp to his circumstance.
Yeah.
Where? Fuck me. I will say the bride changes into that pretty white dress. I'm like, now that's a beach wedding dress.
Well, someone made us feel terrible at our
live shows. We announced it. No, I brought it up at the live show.
Oh, you brought it up at the live show. I'm sorry. Yes.
I brought it up at the live show that we were talking about how her dress was an evening dress. It wasn't meant for the beach, which was all valid. Someone said, you know, she probably had a COVID wedding and it got canceled and it was in a nice venue, but she's like, I'm going to wear my dress anyway. And when I'm like, that's a pretty.
I felt fucking 1 inch tall.
But our criticism is still valid. It is still not a beach wedding dress. That's what I needed to say.
They serve the gluten-free cake and it goes over just fine.
Yeah. I'm sure it was good.
Gluten-free desserts are very good.
They're not unless they're made carefully. That's not true.
They're very good. We live in LA. They make them pretty good here.
But you just said what you just said is gluten-free desserts are very good.
Ina Garten says it's easy. You just use cup for cup. She says it's just like flour.
It's not easy.
Well, Ina Garten says it is, and I believe her.
So, y'all, according to this one, you can do gluten-free. It's easy. Do whatever you want
to. That's what Ina Garten says.
Yeah. But I think baked goods are, it's chemistry. And as soon as you don't have the right type of leavening, things are going to go awry. So I disagree with you. I don't think it's easy.
Well, you do know about chemistry.
Because I've had good gluten-free desserts, and I've had terrible ones. And so have you. So it's not easy.
I have?
You know you have. You know you've been at some terrible birthday party where they've had gluten-free treats and they're dry as dust.
No, I've never been to a birthday party that's had a gluten-free treat.
Oh, then you've been missing out.
Because I live in LA.
Yeah. Oh, I went to one right before COVID. Right before I went to China. That was a completely gluten-free dessert party.
Really?
See, terrible.
I've never noticed.
There were like two things that were good and everything else was dry.
Really?
I think it can be done well, but I still say it is harder than you think.
Come at us, bakers. Let us know.
Why would Marcos be freaked
stressing out?
I
thought just because he wanted to stress out about something.
It's difficult to make them moist.
Don't say that word. I only like it when Marcos says it. Ugh, I got to get that out of my mouth. Y'all, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a commercial and we'll see you in 1 second.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me, from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
All right, my next bag of tea. Sorry, that sounds
bag
like,
of chips.
Did you watch, God, I love bag of chips. You watch UK Drag Race, yeah, right? But did you watch this week's yet?
I have not.
Oh, it's a funny
I've been busy doing stuff for our show.
The I have too. The Vivian does a very, I like her little thing this week. So you've watched more Below Deck, so maybe you know. And Barnaby shits on this later. Because I thought this, when Daisy said she's thinking about giving, and she ended up giving Ashley leads too. Does that mean anything?
For her CV, yes.
But as far as job title,
it's a good referral. It's a good referral.
But it's under second stew.
Lead stew. It is a name. It is basically, it's kind of an honorary title to honor her work that she'd done.
Okay.
So, Chief Stew, Sissies, you can come at us. I think your CV is everything. For this kind of work. That I know.
Okay.
But this was created to give Ashley a win because they're still trying to make us like her after this whole time.
Yeah, that's what I feel
time.
Like it all is. Even that, so I
no
that
one likes her.
I just feel like this was the first episode where I felt like every plot line was producer initiated.
I honestly, when they are finalizing these shows, when you think about it, they're trying to create a beginning, middle, and an end.
No, I get it. They got
out of
give.
A plot line. So hold on. All reality shows are going to feel like this at the end. So I did not have as big of a problem as you did.
It just felt, well, I know that from watching so much stuff, and I expect that. It just felt out of, but it again, it doesn't feel organic and like this came from a place of we've been seeing Ashley kind of fuck up and be fuck up Ashley for, again, this is episode 17. I will say probably until episode 15.
Yeah.
And now suddenly in the last two episodes, we're going to talk about all the work that Ashley did. It would make more sense to me if they tied it up on a bow that Gary accused her of a sexual assault.
That's
like,
never going to happen.
That would make sense.
I disagree that we have seen fuck up Ashley the whole time. We have seen little things that Ashley has done. Ashley has been, from the beginning, reliable in her work. She has just been shitty to everyone on the boat, including Gabriella.
Well, yeah,
so she has been a reliable. That has not been the problem. This was here to, they focused on something different because they knew Ashley was drama. And if they can focus on,
Well, it was a problem with Gabriella because Gabriella was having to teach her how to do things and Gabriella was upset about it.
No. She was not having to teach her how to do things. Gabriella was having to teach Ashley how she did things. Very different.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So it's she still had experience on boats. But what the issue was here is that Bravo or the producers at the last minute decided we were going to make something of this. They had been choosing the whole time to highlight her failures and to make her a villain. Then the last two episodes, they try to redeem it.
Just as you
that
say,
felt fake.
It didn't feel earned.
No, it did not feel earned. And for most people, I feel this is not going to be enough. Like me, I think this was terrible. I'm not a fan of hers.
No, and
so.
Like I said, it just felt fake.
Yep.
What's your next tea bag?
Mine is they're doing tequila. They go out and have dinner.
Yes.
And
this is after the crew's gone.
The charter. And it was a huge
Scarlett's
tip, you guys.
Scarlett's wearing that boob dress. She looks great.
So does Daisy.
Daisy
with that
looks
lipstick.
Great too. I don't like Ashley's dress.
She's been problematic fashion-wise the entire time.
And the guys all look like trash.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah. Except for Colin, who always looks good to me.
Okay, yeah, I get you.
So they're basically out at dinner, and they're ordering tequila shots. And all I could think of was Glenn doing shots. And, y'all, everyone's got a tequila shot face that no one really loves it, but you love doing them. And do you remember when you learned to lick it, slam it, suck it? I remember so clearly.
I've never done that.
What?
I've never done that.
You've never done a tequila shot in your life?
I've done a tequila shot, but we never did it with the salt and then the lime.
Then you haven't done a tequila shot.
I've never done
that. No, that's not right. Okay.
I don't like tequila.
We're doing it. We're licking, slamming it, and sucking it.
I don't ever want you to say those words to me again. Ever.
I mean, I'm doing that tonight.
Ever.
But.
Ever.
I'm licking, getting slammed, and sucking.
You lick his salty balls, and then you.
He slams you.
And then he slams you. And then you drink her down. Wow.
Okay. So. Was that not a thing where you grew up?
We did tequila shots, and I remember them. Maybe I was drunk and I don't remember it, but I remember people doing them at parties, and I just didn't do
tequila shots. There's one way to do a tequila shot.
But I've never done that.
Salt, slam, suck the lime. Every other way is intolerable.
Terrible for my acid reflux.
I need to teach you to do a tequila shot the right way. No, I just remember being taught that in college and being... I can remember it so vividly. So y'all, come at us the first time you learned to lick it, slam it, suck it.
I agree with you. I think most people on the planet have done that.
Even, you're such a fucking Pollyanna sometimes.
Even Micah Plath has done that, or Ethan.
I know. I would have...
Even Mama Plath has done that,
I know she has. If we had a time machine, I would go back and do certain rituals that you've never done with you.
Oh, that'd be fun to take you some places in Oklahoma.
Like what?
Oh, I think you'd like Stoptown Baptist Church. You would have become the youth director real quick at age 14.
I'm not interested in doing any Oklahoma rituals. Okay?
Take you to Arbuckle Wilderness.
No. But... I point this out because that is such a tequila shots are such a thing where it tastes kind of terrible, but it's such a rite of passage for a lot of people.
Oh, I hate them
to do that.
Y'all don't buy me tequila shots at a live show. I'm not gonna want to drink. I don't want to drink it.
It's so weird though. The times that I remember doing tequila shots in my early 20s were some of the craziest and wildest and most fun nights of my life.
Yeah, buy me a beer if you want to buy some.
I can remember them. And they were messy and sometimes awful. But tequila was almost always involved when my friends and I had good stories.
I've gotten very drunk on tequila before. Yeah. But, ooh.
Anyway, y'all come at us when you learn to lick it, slam it, suck it. I want to hear that.
Let us know. This isn't really a big tea bag. I just want to say, Well, first of all, two things. It's kind of one and a half. A, yes, we know Marcus has a restaurant in Los Angeles. They talk about it on the show.
Yep.
I hope you enjoyed him on Below Deck because he will never be on the show.
I was going to say that, y'all. If you want Marcos to come back, want in one hand and piss in the other and see which one gets full first.
Want in one hand and fly to Los Angeles and go eat at his restaurant that's gonna going to take
all this time. We're going.
We just haven't been able to. I would love for us to go. And we should go. We'll do a tequila shot there. We'll lick it, slam it, suck it.
You know what? Having your first tequila shot in your 40s and you won't enjoy it. Promise me you'll at least act like you're enjoying it. You won't like wrinkle up your mouth.
Sure. If you get me good tequila, I'm not drinking such, that fucking
because you're so,
Jose you, Cuervo Patron shit. That stuff's not good.
Cuervo is like middle ground.
Ugh. I want like Casamigos.
Oh.
Or I want
the
like
fucking George Clooney
what
tequila.
Is that? What is the one that's made
Lisa Barlow's tequila.
Lisa Barlow. Or like Casa Dragone, which is like that female
Everyone's
tequila.
Everyone's got a
great
tequila brand. Doesn't Lisa Barlow have like two? I feel like she does.
I will drink it.
I love
it.
That.
I'll drink it and afterwards I'll say, I love that. I love that.
We're gonna go to Marcos' restaurant and we're gonna do a tequila
like
shot.
We don't know them, and Jake is gonna have two drinks, and then he's gonna go up to Marcos and say, "Hey, we just."
I don't know if you know our show, but like we kind of cover you.
We do a podcast about you guys, and he's gonna say, "No, I don't know it,
y'all." Get me three drinks in, and I turn into the worst star fucker you've ever met. It's disgusting
because it's really who you are. You used to do it. As sober when you were younger.
Yeah.
Now you know not to do it, but you do become a
No, I'm
fucker.
Disgusting. You know what? I admit my foibles.
No, you don't.
I admit when I'm disgusting.
So I just wanted to bring up, yes, we're going to LA, but also I just want to say this is not worthy of a full teabag, but as somebody who works in production and just, I thought it was amazing when they popped the champagne cork and it hit the camera.
That was amazing.
That made me laugh so hard.
You can't. That's why.
That's magic.
I enjoyed this episode. I know you said it was pretty constructed, but I think what I enjoyed was a group of people doing a job and they were friends at the end.
I didn't know.
Regardless of Ashley.
I enjoyed them all partying on the boat and getting drunk.
Yeah.
And Ashley making fucking grilled cheeses.
That's my next teabag. Let me just follow that up.
Take it.
Don't do bread and cheese this way, anyone.
She was very drunk.
It doesn't matter.
Very drunk.
This is a sin.
I'm going to have another pizza
bread
combo.
And cheese are a combination ordained by God. And
That's
for
true.
You to put this on a shitty panini maker with
it was
the
Bosch.
With the
Bosch, that was expensive.
Okay, great.
Said with, that like Jenny. Boss!
Can you not eat combos into the microphone?
Sorry.
But she was putting on there, and the cheese was leaking out. Y'all, part of the mystique, the allure, the magic of a grilled cheese is biting into the grilled cheese and the liquid ooze filling you like, nay, in just like flooding you with serotonin. And none of that was done here. The cheese was leaking. The bread wasn't even crispy. What are you doing?
I applauded for you.
Oh, I can't hear it.
We don't have headphones.
But I'm just saying.
It was a terrible grilled cheese, but she was very drunk.
A grilled cheese is a sacred thing. Y'all know I take it very seriously.
It's your favorite
I have
thing.
Given up my grilled cheese recipe before, made with Gruyere cheese and a little bit of arugula and fig jam. And a little bit of Dijon mustard, I usually do, but even like a Kraft single grilled cheese made with Wonder Bread. However, it must be browned and it must be crispy. If you're gonna eat just regular bread and cheese, why bother? This was an actual heresy. I could not hate her more after this.
You were enjoying her. And then
I never really enjoyed her.
But starting to laugh at her, and then she ruined it all for you.
Well, I mean, even drunk, you should be able to. How messy drunk do you have to be not to be able to put cheese on bread?
I saw once a guy who was drunk and then took his Ambien to go to bed explode a marshmallow because he was trying to make s'mores in a microwave.
Wow.
That was a big mess.
I think what this was, too, is we've seen her. You can tell the camera crew hates her because they always show her eating, and it's the messiest possible eating, like with the spaghetti.
Yeah.
And even Marcos was like, I can't even fucking look at you.
No, we're going to see it. Y'all, we're going to see a montage of that. Get ready.
Her eating?
Yeah.
And she's like, I like eating. What did I do?
So that put a really bad taste in your mouth. Let me put in a tea bag that maybe made you feel a little bit better about the world is Marcos and Gary.
Los Papis.
Just getting into a slap and touch your balls fight. Like, the camera didn't see it, but they're literally just trying to hit each other in the nuts. They have.
I had to pause the.
They felt each other's nuts.
I had to take some time.
Like
I realized I was breathing heavy when I was watching it.
I bet you they just have done, because I remember my brother and his straight friends, they'll just like show each other. They're like, they'd be like, hey, Jake, and you say what? And they turn around and then they're just, my brother would say.
Brain?
Yeah, brain, and show his balls or just show his dick.
Those were fun days.
Yeah, when you're the little gay boy, you're always like, oh, don't do that. I mean, my brother, I'm like, gross.
How
but
can I hide in the closet? And see it all.
See it all.
So, no, that was hot. I will say, a little slap, slap, tickle, tickle always does me good.
Hey.
Especially, they called it the giggle crew later when Colin was saying what he was thankful for, the giggle crew. And there was that huge montage. I don't know if you saw this. Well, actually, I'll save this.
All right.
A secret scene that did happen for me. I saw much more of a giggle crew.
Much more, yeah. We saw it extended, kind of like they did Lord of the Rings extended footage.
Yeah.
That's what I definitely think it was.
Was there any other thing?
Well, we can talk about that, because for all I have left is they all say goodbye to each other and they all leave, and who gives a shit? Right?
Yeah.
And so everybody says goodbye. It's fine. It's the normal thing. It's like summer camp is ending. And I still don't know why they don't make a good reality show about summer camp counselors. I still feel like that's a missed opportunity.
Listen, I pitched one.
I pitched one too.
I pitched one.
Really?
And the response was, I don't know if enough people understand this experience.
See, mine was they wanted to have a camp solidified and then counselors already, like a cast already solidified.
No, but that's too difficult because that would involve so many releases from children.
No, yeah. So
you would need to do it with a camp for adults. And I'm giving away all of my things. That was my pitch.
Yeah. They do have a gay camp for adults too in California somewhere. Never been there.
But it seems like it's just working so hard.
Yeah.
It's like saying, this is what you didn't get in your youth. Enjoy it now.
I mean, do it if you want.
No, I'm just saying, talk to your therapist about it. You know?
Speaking of things Jake and I should probably talk to our therapist about. So I noticed that everybody said goodbye, but did you notice, like, when Colin was saying goodbye, he was left first out of the giggle crew. Marcos. I'm sorry. Marcos left. And Marcos and Colin and Gary, they all just, they go outside. They walk down the plank or whatever it's called of the ship.
Plank.
And they're sitting there and they're just saying, well, bud, I got to go.
Boys, it's been fun.
And they're like, and they say, let's do a group hug. And then the sun's setting. And then
my TV went a little. Actually, my laptop here in Phoenix.
Yes, here.
Maybe
Marriott,
it was
Phoenix.
The Phoenix heat messing with my
computer. I thought it was the heat too, but no, it kind of. I did start to see kind of like, almost like my screen did become warmer, and I almost saw like kind of an evaporative wave.
Yes.
That you see from the road.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think that was Phoenix though, because I noticed that they hug and they're sitting there hugging. And you know when you hug, like when you do a group hug, you kind of automatically put your head in and look down?
Yes.
Yeah. And so looking down, and then I hear Gary say, Marcos, is your dick hard?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, and then...
And then at one point, did you see Marcos
cup Gary's balls and said, I can see these are a little full.
Yes. Yes. And then
Colin said, I can help you both out.
Colin said, yeah. And then he got on his knees and says, I measure ounces in my mouth. So I can tell you if they're full. And so then Marcos is then teabagging Colin.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And then suddenly Gary's pants are gone. And we learn that his asshole really is almost as smooth as Craig's.
Yes.
Very smooth, which Marcos loves. And then he just started kind of biting his ass and almost kind of tearing it, like kind of like you would a piece of bread.
Yeah, just tearing into the bread, getting in that ass.
Yeah, as yes. They say, getting into that ass. And then that
his big tongue just swishing back and forth across his hole.
Yes, and that's when I noticed that then Colin at this point was quite erect. So
yes.
He decided to just...
He was quite erect. Quite erect. Very little lady.
So, yeah, quite erect.
He was quite erect.
He had a mean Mother Republican, darling. Mean Republican dick. And so he stands up and he shoves his quite large... Who knew?
It's quite erect penis.
Quite large dick in Gary's mouth.
Yes.
And so now Marcos is eating the ass. Gary's getting in the mouth. And then who knew... Colin brought his guitar.
Yeah. I know. This was the best. Did you see the part where he actually took the wedding... Marcos took the wedding cake, smeared it all over Colin's smooth body, yeah, and licked it off?
Yes.
And then he came on him, uh-huh, and licked off the cum and snowballed with him.
That's a good one, snowballing.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.